everyone, and welcome to the Written in Melanin podcast, where we will be adding color to your pages, one word at a time. We are writers of color, spreading the words of writers of color, and I am C, better known by my full pen name, C.E. Benson. And today, I am here with Mike Patton. Today, Mike is going to be reading us a chapter of his book, Past Lives. His book is available currently on the Queen Media Collective website, and there will be a link to that in the description box of the podcast. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started.
Ryan had a long day of work. After putting out fires all day, he could not wait to get home and get to his computer. He loved nothing more than to cruise the internet in his off time, especially the chat rooms. Although he never found anything serious in these rooms, he always found someone to have a good time with. Whether it be someone he flirted with online, someone he shared a few laughs with, or a person who gave him a good conversation, Ryan would always feel better after he got off his vice. Ryan did his usual logins for laughs and a good time when he noticed someone that captured his eye. The woman he saw, whose name was Janet, had him drawn in immediately with her beautiful brown eyes, succulent lips, and naughty but nice smile. When Ryan read the rest of her profile that said she was 5'10" with a slim athletic build, he was instantly interested to see what this internet adventure would bring him. Ryan would send Janet a direct message introducing himself, all the while saying to himself, "Man, this woman sounds fine." Usually, he could not count the seconds waiting on the response, but he did this time. In his mind, there was just something different about Janet. And even though he had never met her, he was highly interested in the visual that he saw. "She answered," Ryan screamed inside his head as he saw Janet's return message pop up. "How are you, Ryan?" said Janet via direct message. At this point, Ryan wanted to know more, and he began to type out what he wanted from Janet. He told her he was looking for some good conversation and some good laughs. Janet, on the other end, read the message, and it was different than what she had received before. Because of her stunning looks, she was used to guys sending crazy messages to her and trying to solicit sex throughout the internet. So when she read Ryan's message, the level of harm was not even registering on the Richter scale. After all, Janet liked the laugh, and it seemed like her and Ryan had that in common. "So what do you like to do?" said Janet back to Ryan. Ryan replied, "I like to cruise the internet in my spare time and just relax while watching sports at home." Janet, to Ryan's amazement, liked to do the same things he did in her spare time. And that sparked a conversation that went on for at least 3 hours that night. They talked about not only sports, but where they were in life and what things they wanted to accomplish. Ryan got so caught up at the moment, they forgot what time it was, and he glanced to the bottom right of his computer and noticed the clock was about to strike midnight. "Janet, I have to go. I have to go to bed for work in the morning. It was a pleasure talking to you," said Ryan as he was getting ready to sign off. "Ryan, this is the best conversation I've had in a while, and I would love to speak with you again if possible," said Janet in response to Ryan. Janet would leave her telephone number and ask Ryan to call her tomorrow. Ryan surely was intrigued even more with the number he received and because of their connection they made. He was wanting to see what more could be there. So he wrote down the number with the intentions of calling her and called it a night. The next day, Ryan found himself counting down the seconds until he got to speak to Janet. Nothing could faze him at work today as long as he got to talk to Janet. As the clock struck 4 o'clock, Ryan found himself racing to get out the door, throwing papers here and there and everywhere at his employer and locking his desk as he exited the building. As soon as he stepped outside, he began to dial Janet's number. With each ring, he was more and more nervous. "How will she like my voice? Will she even know it's me calling? I wonder how she sounds. I wonder, has she been thinking about me like I've been thinking about her?" Ryan had all these questions going through his mind when Janet finally picked up the phone and said, "Hello, Ryan. I have been waiting to speak to you all day. From there, they begin to chat when Janet said she had to step out to get something to eat after a long day of work on her end. Well, Ryan saw this as an opportunity as he asked Janet if he could join her. The two would meet up, finally taking the next step in their growing relationship that was speeding along at an incredible pace. Ryan had an idea of what Janet looked like so he would recognize her, and Janet had a vision of Ryan's face from the online chatting service. Ryan headed Janet's way to the restaurant she was headed to, and then he began to sit in the car and wonder, is this crazy to meet someone I just met online yesterday for dinner? Ryan quickly shook those feelings off as he began to head into the restaurant in anticipation of seeing Janet live and in person. When he came through the doors, he looked to his left, and there she was, sitting at the booth. Her face was just as beautiful as he envisioned it. Her eyes pulled him in even more in person. And when she stood up to greet him with a hug, he noticed how incredible her body was. She was wearing a skirt and a top that showed off her midriff and pierced belly button. Ryan was temporarily stunned and speechless, but he finally got it together to greet Janet. Janet, on the other hand, was also mesmerized by Ryan's medium build and clean-cut look. The two sat in the booth in the diner for hours, staring at each other while eating their dinner for the night. And just like the first night they met online, Ryan got caught up in the moment and forgot all about the time. Well, this time it was nearly 1 a.m. when he noticed it was time to go. Ryan began to tell Janet goodbye when she grabbed his arm and said, "Tonight does not have to end here." Once she said that, Ryan knew what time it was. "Follow me, Ryan. I stay right around the corner." Ryan was excited as he had been in years. Janet made him feel alive, and despite there being concerns of him falling so fast for someone he just met, he could not turn down this opportunity. Ryan followed Janet back to her house as he weaved in and out of traffic in a hurry to rip each other's clothes off. As they pulled into her apartment complex, he noticed Janet running up to her apartment, and with his heart racing, he chased after her until he got to the door and noticed the door was slightly open with no lights on. Ryan would enter with caution but excitement, thinking this could be a game Janet was playing to get him even more excited than he already was. Then, out of nowhere, Ryan was hit over the head with an object and he fell to the floor like a sack of bricks. A little woozy and confused as to what happened, Ryan woke up to find himself strapped to a chair with a sock in his mouth, and there stood Janet, looking at him with a devilish grin, and alongside her stood a man Ryan could not make out because the light was not shining on him. As he began to come a little more close, the mystery man stepped into the light and said, "I bet you never expected to see me again." As Ryan looked up, he recognized him, his eyes got as big as saucers, and he screamed through the sock, "Jude!"
This episode of the Written in Melanin podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Again, my name is C.E. Benson, and what you just heard was Past Lives by Mike Patton. If you want to read more, you can check his story out at queenmediacollective.com, and he will be publishing his book soon, so keep an eye out for that. We thank you for listening to the podcast, and if you want to find us on social media, you can follow me at C. Benson Wright, Ashley D. at Wright Ash Wright, and Mike Patton at General_MP. You can also follow the podcast at Written in Melanin. There will be links to everything in the description box of the podcast, and thanks again for listening. Until next time, we hope your days are lovely and your books are interesting. Bye!